KJC Country 104.7 FM. Kevin Allen with you on a Thursday morning, and joining me here in the studios to talk about, well, the Optimist Club. I'm sure you've all heard the name, but maybe you don't know what it's all about. But joining us is Jerry Stroik. He's the assistant governor for Michigan Optimist Club, and you're also part of the West Branch Optimist Club. Is that right, Jerry?
Yes, I am, Kevin.
Yeah. Tell us, how long have you been part of the West Branch Club?
I've been with the West Branch Club about 28 years.
No kidding.
And I've served as secretary for the club for 24 of those years.
Wow. All right. So you have been well entrenched in the Optimist Club.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Well, then let's start there. For one, there's one in West Branch, but there's not one in Taos. And that's kind of what you're in today to talk about, starting up an Optimist Club, right?
Yes, it is. We really like to get something started here in the Taos area to benefit the youth of our communities.
Okay.
It's a definite benefit for everyone around.
Now, what is an Optimist Club? What are we talking about there, Jerry?
Optimist Club is the term Optimist Club is friend of youth.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Our object, just to be the friend of youth, bring things to the community that will benefit the youth of the community.
All right.
And Optimist International is one of the largest service organizations for kids in the world.
Wow, really?
So in the Michigan district is the largest district in Optimist International.
Is that right?
And that Michigan district consists of the Lower Peninsula. And we have 2,600 members within the district and over 100 clubs.
Wow. But
we would like to see that benefit brought to the Taos area.
Now, how do they do that? How does an Optimist Club work? What kind of things, do you have a building or is it a club that meets at a church or things like that? How does the Optimist Club work?
The Optimist Club meets at various places.
Okay.
Wherever the local community members feel they would like to have their meeting. Time of day could be morning, could be afternoon, could be evening, and it could be anywhere where the is convenient for the people in that community.
Okay.
For those members.
All right. And they meet monthly, weekly, daily?
Most generally, the weekly is a good thing.
Yeah.
Some of them only meet every other week.
Okay.
But weekly is a good one because you can keep track of what's going on in the community and get the best benefit for the youth.
All right. Now, when we talk about youth, what ages are we talking about here,
Jerry? We're talking about preschool, high school.
Okay.
You can get involved with any of the age groups that the club feels there is a need.
All right. Now, how do we go about starting a club? If there's somebody out there interested in starting this kind of club here in the Taos area or anywhere within our listening area, what do they need to do? How do they get started with this?
Well, right now, the plan is to contact myself
and
also Chuck Snyder's in this with me. He's our lieutenant governor for the Michigan District. He's also a member of our West Branch Club. So he and I are kind of a club building team at this point in time to get to spread the benefits for the youth.
Yeah. Now, is there a cost to join for the youth? Is that how this works?
Or not
is
it for the youth, club? No.
Okay.
The members of the club, there are membership dues and stuff that they pay. But the kids, it's for the kids.
Right.
The kids don't. Our benefits. They
don't
pay that. Nothing's cost to the kids.
I think that's a great idea. Now we're talking about when you mention activities, we're talking about having people in presentations or game kind of things. What kind of activities are we talking about?
Well, internationally there are oratorical contests, essay contests, Junior World of Golf.
I see.
And there's cancer programs for benefit to youth. Not so much for the treatment of the cancer, but to benefit the families of the children that are suffering with cancer. There are special needs for that, and there's a special thing that's done through Optimist for that benefit.
All right. So each club then is pretty independent on what the kind of things they want to do and how they're going to serve the community then.
Yes, they are very independent as to what they feel that community needs.
Yeah.
One of the things the West Branch Club does is we do a trout fishing derby, which is coming up this next weekend on the 13th, a free fishing weekend.
Okay.
So that's been a big event in West Branch for many, many years.
All right.
So
well, they can reach you, but there's also going to be a meeting coming up. Is that right?
Yes. The meeting that we're going to, informational meeting we're going to be having, it's going to be at Hastings Chinese restaurant in East Taos on Bay Street there. And we're going to be meeting on Tuesday the 16th at 7 p.m. And we'd like everyone to come out to hear the benefits. Our past Michigan District Governor will be here, and past District Secretary Treasurer will be here to let everybody know about the benefits of our club.
Yeah, indeed. It sounds like there's a lot of those. Now, is there an Optimist Club website? Can people learn more through a website?
Yes. The website would be, go to the Michigan or international site, www.optimist.org.
Okay.
And you can get all the benefits, all the information about Optimist International from that site.
Very good. And what a large organization. I was just reading there. You got a lot of clubs across the world, don't you?
Oh, yes. They're all around the world.
Wow.
All around the world. And there's over 64,000 members.
Wow.
So all spreading the good cheer for the kids.
Just in the title of your organization alone, I think we understand with the Optimist Club. But again, informational meeting Tuesday, June 16th, 7 p.m. That's at Sings Garden there on U.S. 23 in East House. And again, everyone welcome to attend. Men, women, this is an open organization, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
All right.
And if you can call me for further information, it's 989-387-0029. Or you can also call Chuck Snyder.
Mm-hmm.
He is 989-942-6608.
All right.
We could be glad to meet anybody and everybody at our informational meetings. And we're planning on having several meetings before. You know, we need 15 members to begin registration with Optimist International, 25 members to be a fully recognized club in Optimist International.
All right. Well, let's hope we can do that. Come on out to the meeting or give Jerry a call, 387-0029, or Chuck at 942-6608. As an Optimist club looking to open up a club in the Taos area. And Jerry Stroik, Jerry, thank you for joining us here this morning. And we'll look forward to hearing about the meeting and hopefully some promising news for the Optimist Club.
I really appreciate this, Kevin. I will surely keep you informed to let you know how we're progressing. I appreciate all your help.